Chapter 2. I hereby call the first meeting of the Great Sevener 72 Book Challenge, henceforth to be known as GS72BC, to order, declared Vicky, banging her pencil against the table as if she were holding a judge's gavel. We were sitting on the floor around the coffee table in her living room, which was dusted and tidy, two words which were never used to describe my family's living room. We had each brought 10 books we were excited to read, and 10 books we had already read and wanted to share. Or, at least, that had been the plan. We each had more like 20 books we wanted to read, and more like 2 or 3 to hand off, because we'd already given each other our favorite books back when we first read them, and couldn't stop gushing about them. The rest of the table was taken up with matching purple sparkle notebooks to log our progress, a bag of potato chips, and 2 glasses of lemonade. We came up with the idea of GS72BC because of all the books we wanted to read that summer. There were 72 days of school break, so we set a great big goal to each read a book a day, the Great Summer 72 Book Challenge. We planned to meet up as many afternoons as possible to read and eat snacks together. Now everything had changed. I wasn't sure how I was going to tell Vicky that our plans were going to be a little different than expected. Roll call, I announced. It was silly, since it was just Vicky and me, but it gave me a few more seconds before the meeting really started. Vicky Chan?
Here.
Vicky raised her hand dutifully. Chris Rossi? I called, then answered myself in my fanciest voice.
Present.
Great, said Vicky. That's everyone. This meeting is officially convened. She looked at me. I looked at her. She kept looking at me. I kept looking at her. Did she already know? Had my mom told her mom or something? Vicky, I started, but she cut me off.
Wait, before you say anything, I have something to tell you. Don't be mad at me.
Why would I be mad at you? I thought she couldn't possibly have news as bad as mine. Vicky wrinkled her face.
Well, it turns out I may be busy from 12 to 5 some days this summer. That's prime reading time.
I was aware I was being hypocritical.
Vicky's news was like a beautiful bird song in comparison with mine.
My news was a waterlogged tuba played by a fox with a breathing problem. My tuba made her bird song irrelevant. Still, I wasn't ready to tell her my news, so I asked, "Why? What happened?"
My parents signed me up for a thing.
What kind of thing?
Some theater camp?
Vicky shrugged.
She said it would help me be a little less shy around new people.
New people are the worst. I scrunched my face into a ball of disdain.
I know, said Vicky, but maybe these people won't be too bad. I mean, theater kids are supposed to be cool and stuff.
Forget what I said. New people who are cool are the worst. I side-eyed Vicky. I was acting like I was mad at her news, which really wasn't fair, when really I was mad at my own news. News I hadn't even told her yet.
I don't mean like school cool, Vicky floundered. I mean like laid-back weirdos.
So like the opposite of cool.
Maybe, but they're not you.
I wish you could come.
I can't.
Yeah, it's expensive. Vicky's parents both had jobs that paid well. Mom called it a 2-income household, and it meant that they had more money to pool together for things like camp.
No, I mean I can't.
As much as I wished it wasn't, my problem was still there, front and center. And now that I had found my opening, I knew I couldn't back away, or I'd never say it. And Vicky would be waiting for me on her couch, and I would already be in Massachusetts.
Well, your camp may really not matter all that much. I mean, for GS72BC, I won't be here for the next 6 weeks.
Vicky's face froze, her mouth opened well before she spoke.
Wait, are you super sick?
No, at least my news wasn't as bad as that. Vicky's body relaxed.
Sorry. I just read a book where the best friend dies, and it was the worst.